Hey, beautiful people. Guys, you'll never believe where I just returned from. Yes, I came home from the motherland, South Africa, Cape Town. And, well, I want to tell you guys about it. But first, let's not forget to enjoy some delicious Benelli coffee, the richest journey you'll ever taste. Hey, guys. So first of all, this trip was a spiritual connection, I can't lie. And I wasn't going to go. Of course, you know, we always got that one aunt that's like, hey, are you sure you want to go? You know, it's dangerous. The plane might go down. And I was like, I did not want to hear anything negative because I knew it was going to thwart some of my efforts. I got on that plane, I said a prayer, and I was like, let's go. And yes, we did have a little bit of turbulence. So we drove to Atlanta. We got on a plane from Atlanta to Boston. That took about 3 hours. And from Boston to Amsterdam, and we got on the Delta. And I can tell you that was one of the smoothest rides I've ever been on. And once we get to Amsterdam, then we got on the KLM. Now, the KLM, that was another story. And in their defense, we went through some turbulence. But, man, and I hate it, but it shook me up because we were shaking for about 5 minutes. But once we got past that, we were okay. So over the water, there was no turbulence. So we went to Amsterdam. Keep in mind that we're in Europe, so we had to fly over Africa all the way to the bottom. So when we got to the bottom, we were staring into the Atlantic Ocean. So it was beautiful. But once we got there and we went to our condo in the mountain, I think it's called Camp Bay, I believe. When I tell you, the air was cleaner. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. Yes, there is some systemic poverty there. And yes, it is beautiful. And it has its problems. But it was the most beautiful experience of my life, and the people were nice, and I actually keep in touch with a few of the drivers. Who these guys are investors and big thinkers, and we're talking and we're bouncing ideas, you know. And that's my message for you guys, is to go and see the world. I heard someone say, when you leave here, make sure your cup is on empty, because many people, we go back into the ground with a lot left in our cup. And I'm telling you, you gotta go for it. So anyway, so we went up on top of Table Mountain, which is a couple of, 1,000 feet in the air, and we took this little trolley up there, and I don't know what you call it, it's like a cable car, and it is the most beautiful view in the world. And South Africa was cold. I mean, when I tell you, I was up there in a thin sweater thinking to myself, oh my goodness, it's freezing up there. And yes, I took my son and my daughter. So my daughter's 10 and my son is 3, and I joked with my daughter, I said, you know you're lucky, right? She's like, yeah. I'm like, no, you're lucky. She's like, okay, Dad. I was like, you know what? It's kind of refreshing that she is blessed to have grown around the world. She looks at it as it's just what she's supposed to do. And so it's good and it's bad. Now, I know one day she's going to say, wow, thanks, Mom and Dad. And so I guess, long story short, guys, go venture out, see the world. And guess what? Since I've been in there, I'm considering selling South African tea now. So it all works together perfectly. And I'm telling you this because, well, I love you. Hey guys, remember, you guys are beautiful. Don't let nobody tell you that you aren't, because you are. Everything that you want, go for it as if you know the world is at your fingertips. Hey man, don't give up. You know what I mean? If you listen to this right now, you're riding around, man, just know I'm just trying to inspire you, okay? Let me do what I came here to do. And if you have a vision or a dream, man, don't give up. Hey, guys, Benelli Coffee. Go to YouTube and pull up Benelli Coffee, man. Put on some headphones. You're going to love it. I got this little commercial called The Fascinating Connoisseur, and it takes you down this road, and you really venture off, and you surround sound, and it really plays with your senses, and man, you're going to like that. I've been thinking about doing some more episodes. I'm just kind of in between. But guys, Let me ship you some delicious Kenyan coffee. It is 48 hours old and you'll never have anything as delicious again. Listen to me. Listen to my words. Let them go deep within you. Go after your dreams like a madman and never give up. Hey guys, have a beautiful day and I love you. Bye-bye. Rubozio tea from South Africa. It has no caffeine in it.
Yeah, tea.
And it has Antarctic. It's supposed to be.